With the United Nations debate over disarming Iraq coming to an end, President Bush today used the White House Rose Garden to make a surprise announcement on the Middle East. He says he's ready to unveil his long-sought roadmap for the peace process. The administration says the move is a reaction to recent positive developments in the region. The White House also said today the president would attend a summit Sunday in the Azores, islands in the Mid-Atlantic, to discuss Iraq with the leaders of Britain and Spain. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Today's Rose Garden announcement came on the Friday morning of a week in which the president has made just two public appearances and in which he has taken no questions from reporters. The event was billed in advance as being about the Mideast, but it was anticipated he'd make some comment about Iraq or about the just-announced summit he'd be attending in the Azores. He didn't, talking only about the opportunity for peace presented by the Palestinians' recent nomination of their first-ever prime minister.
To be a credible and responsible partner, the new Palestinian prime minister must hold a position of real authority. We expect that such a Palestinian prime minister will be confirmed soon. Immediately upon confirmation, the roadmap for peace will be given to the Palestinians and the Israelis.
That roadmap for peace is a plan drawn up jointly by what's been called the Quartet, the U.S., Russia, the European Union, and the U.N. Two voices in this group, the Europeans and Russians, have expressed frustration in recent months that the U.S. was holding up the process. So the timing of today's announcement raised questions about its intent. Was it to offset the negative reaction, especially from Europe, to the U.S. position on Iraq? Not the case, said British Prime Minister Tony Blair in London, given what he and the Bush administration say are links between the disarming of Iraq and Middle East peace.
I think it's precisely now, when we do have all this focus on the issue of weapons of mass destruction and Saddam and all the things that he has done, it's precisely now that we say to the Arab and Muslim world, we accept the obligation of even-handedness. We accept that it is right now that we have to say to people that the issue of peace between Palestinians and Israelis is as important as any other issue to us. And what this roadmap does is it gives us the practical steps to get there.
When Blair and Bush and Spain's José María Aznar hold their island meeting in the Portuguese Azores, the topic of discussion will be Iraq and the difficult week of diplomacy they've just had. Just 7 days ago, the Bush administration was insisting that a second resolution on Iraq be voted on this week. But since then, the White House has said the UN vote could happen next week. And then yesterday, with defeat appearing likely, the White House said maybe there didn't need to be a vote at all. The Bush administration won't speculate what will come out of the Azores summit. No other nations have been invited. The president's spokesman does insist that the event will not be used to discuss the strategy and timing of a war. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.